Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're somebody who follows Kim Kardashian on Instagram these days, you got to be careful at work. Sue is going to explain all of this in this morning's Morning Shade at Magic 106.7, 628. Sue Tab, happy Wednesday. Sorry, I almost made it Tuesday. Happy Wednesday
morning.
Yeah,
happy Wednesday. And I'm not even sure how I'm going to explain the Kardashian thing. So I'm going to start with Leslie Jones. The SNL comedian is now joining NBC for Winter Olympics coverage.
This is awesome.
I know. I love her. The comedian's going to act as a contributor. She's reprising her role from the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Games. The network said that she'll attend Olympic events. She's going to meet athletes. She's going to spread her enthusiasm for the games on TV and online. The games, of course, run February 9th through the 25th. She just posted a photo on Twitter of her dressed all in the red, white, and blue gear. Uh-huh. And she was exercising and saying, you know, slay all day, USA, and all this stuff. She is awesome.
I think they need that because the Olympics can sometimes be a little staid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sort of know they do these packages where you see the story, the heartbreaking, you know, past of the person, and now they're a championship athlete. She's going to shake all that up.
Yeah, which is what I love. Hey, Wendy Williams and everyone else on the planet slamming Kim Kardashian for her latest naked Instagram photos. As you've probably already seen, David, because who hasn't? Mm-hmm. Kim shared some skin-bearing photos on Monday night, which came with some serious backlash. Wendy Williams, for one, discussed it on her TV show, saying in part, Kim, you know what? It is clear that Kanye does not pay attention to you. It's clear to me that you are desperately
so
trying to stay
there
in the spotlight. Yeah, she went after her. She continued, why are you still doing this? Like, you don't need to be doing this anymore. You make plenty of money. And by the way, we've all seen it before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we looked at these photos. And
I looked at them this morning, yes.
They are.
Felt it was important to.
Borderline, yeah, for the purposes of research.
They're really racy. And if you step through her Instagram feed, there's the pictures. And some of them are, you know, they're really out there. And then the next picture is a picture of a kid, children, like little kids, kids.
Yeah. And as we tell our kids all the time, none of this ever goes away.
Right.
So when her kids get older, you know, this is all stuff that they're going to see. It's going to come back to them. And by the way, I think it's borderline pornographic. I mean, I really do. And I don't understand how it doesn't get taken down. But
does Instagram have, I know Twitter does, and certainly Facebook does, but did Instagram have sort of standards for stuff like that?
Absolutely. I'm shocked.
I mean, she's full out, so there's no question. And
sure
another tragedy for the former Glee cast. This is really, really sad. Mark Salling, who played Puck on the show, is dead at the age of 35 from what looks like an apparent suicide. Just this past December, he pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography involving a minor. He had planned to serve 4 to 7 years behind bars. At the time of his death, he was set for sentencing in early March.
Boy, it's like the curse of Glee.
Oh, my God.
There's a few people from that show who just, things have not ended well.
Well, Corey Monteith. Right. A drug overdose. Yeah, it's been tough for them. So that's a sad story out of Hollywood today. And that is your Morning Shade.
Good stuff. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.